soldiers up ahead in the road. They're just standing there looking.
Yeah, 8, 9, 10 of them. North Pakistani police from the look of things. Down, everybody, on the floor of the car. Lord, help us now. Blind their eyes.
Listen next for an exciting story of how a missionary family faced almost certain death. Today's story on the Fortress of Faith. Securely resting in the hollow of God's hand, there stands a university of dedicated Christian young people preparing for their future work and service to Christ their Lord. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. As you listen to today's program, you may be facing some very trying circumstances. If so, you'll find today's story encouraging. Here to tell her family's story is Lydia Gerganus Green, who for many months never knew whether her family was dead or alive.
I don't know how often God speaks to others before they finally yield to Him. I only know before I yielded, God demonstrated His power and providence to me and my family many times. And seeing God's care and knowing of the sacrifice of His Son, the Lord Jesus, I came to Him for salvation. From the very beginning, my parents taught me I could not rely on their spiritual experience. I, myself, must accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Yet, I was stubborn. But they and the Lord were patient. Still rebellious, I was sent to a girls' school in India for high school while my parents labored for the Lord in Pakistan. At midnight on March 15, 1971, war broke out between West Pakistan and East Pakistan, now the country of Bangladesh. From that day on, and for many days, I heard nothing from my parents and two sisters. But, unknown to me, God was working miracles in their lives.
Get back from the windows. Girls, hurry into the bedroom. Crawl under the bed.
Dean, what did you see up there? Are they still firing toward the house?
Yes, they've set up their defense line on the hill above the house. We're right in the crossfire from both sides. Hurry, Elizabeth. Get under there with the children. Martha, push back toward the wall so there's room enough for Ruth and your mother.
I'm far back, Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy, I forgot my doll.
Not now, kitten. Stay with your mother. This is going to be a long night. And first, let's thank the Lord for keeping us safe. Dear Father, thou knowest our danger. We rely totally on thee. Protect us now. There is nothing we can do for ourselves.
It's all right, darling. It's all right. Rosie, don't cry. The Lord is with us. Daddy's prayed. Now we must trust him.
This is a good time to learn a verse from the fourth psalm. It's the eighth verse. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me to dwell in safety. Let's say it together, and then each one can repeat it until we all know it.
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me to dwell in safety.
The next morning, things seemed calmer. Mother and Daddy and my sisters, Martha and Ruth, helped stack mattresses against the windows so they'd be freer to move around the room.
That's all of the things from the kitchen. I think we have enough to last us.
Mommy, it's like a picnic.
That's right, honey. Now, sit there in the bed. Jean, surely nothing can get through those mattresses.
Yes, I think we're safe here in the bedroom.
As the day progressed, however, the firing grew heavier.
I finished my lesson, Mother.
Fine, Martha.
Look, Mommy, my paper doll. Isn't she pretty?
Yes, honey.
Oh, you dropped one. Oh,
Ruthie.
She's all right, Elizabeth. It landed in the wall. When Ruthie stooped down, that bullet passed right where her head had been. If she hadn't bent down.
Oh, yes, Daddy, it's like you said. Oh, it's only God who makes us dwell in safety.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yes.
In the days that followed, the radio messages and code over Voice of America urged American citizens to leave the country as soon as possible. The United States naval vessels lay off the coast, ready to evacuate Americans who could make their way downriver to the coast. My family and the family next door, a U.S. government service agent, his wife and two sons made plans to leave. They prepared emergency packs and waited until the middle of the night.
All right, everybody out. It's 3 a.m. I'll carry Ruth. Howard, do you and Fran and the kids have everything?
All set, Jean.
Good. That's it. Keep it down, nice and quiet. Get into the car, everyone.
A Volkswagen microbus. And eight of us. It'll be a squeeze.
Yeah, we'll make it. That's right. Ease the door. Howard, this is where you come in. Push the bus while I steer. We shouldn't start the motor till we're past that bend in the road down there. Think you can push it alone, or shall I let Elizabeth steer while I...
No sweat. I'll get you rolling.
Fran, how are you doing back there? The boys asleep?
Sure, Jean. Don't worry about us. You and Howard, just get us out of here.
It's moving. Come on, baby. That's right.
Look. Soldiers up ahead in the road. They're just standing there, looking.
Yeah. 8, 9, 10 of them. North Pakistani police, from the look of things. Down, everybody. On the floor of the car. Lord, help us now. Blind their eyes.
What is it?
Elizabeth, everybody all right?
Oh, yes, praise the Lord.
Howard, you okay out there?
I'm okay. I got down behind the bus. Jean, look.
Oh, bullet marks all over the road, but not a one of them hit the bus. God answered our prayers.
And those jerks ran away. Man, if that's proof of what God does for your family, Gene, we're sticking with you. Come on, hit the motor and get us out of here.
Through pitch darkness, they drove 4 miles to the jetty. From there, they were able to board sampans in the river. They lay down on the bottom of the boats and covered themselves with layers of dried grass. For 5 miles, they floated down the river.
Howard, Elizabeth, there it is, the Navy ship. We're safe. Lord, you know I've never doubted. Thank you for bringing us safely. Help me to lead Fran and Howard to thee. Take us safely and be with those we love that were left behind.
Lydia, how long has it been since you heard from your folks? 2, almost 3 months.
I bet they're dead.
Don't say that. They aren't. They aren't. God wouldn't let them.
Well, it doesn't look like God cares very much.
Lydia, come here. A call just came from your mother.
Mom?
She'll be here in a few hours.
And Daddy? And
they're all safe. They'll tell you about it when they come.
Lydia, don't cry anymore. The Lord has kept us safe. We have so much to praise Him for. My darling, I'm most concerned about you. Lydia, you know more than anything else. I want to see you accept the Lord as your Savior. I've been praying so long.
Mom, I know it's the truth.
Lydia, remember what the Bible says. But as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name.
3 months later, I did believe. Everything has changed in my life. I have the peace that comes in knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. I know that apart from Christ, there is nothing worth having. He alone is my portion.
Have you found the peace and the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that Lydia has? Just as God miraculously spared the Gerginus family from death by preparing a way of safety out of the country of Bangladesh, so can God work a miracle in your life and save you from certain separation from God and eternal punishment. Today's true story was adapted for radio by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week at this same time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.